Hello, my name is Lenora Harris, and I was going to share with you a little bit about my life today. In 1948, the first day of spring was March 20th, the day I was born. I was the middle child, if you could call it that, of a family of 9 children, 5 boys and 4 girls. That time we lived in a rural area about 50 miles outside of Fresno, California. My parents were devout Catholics, and our Catholic education was of paramount importance to them. So when my oldest brother graduated from 8th grade, they decided to move to Fresno, where he and the rest of us would be able to attend Catholic high school. I was 4 years old at the time. I had my first spiritual crisis when I was in the 3rd grade. The nun who was my teacher told the class that you really had better do what God desires for you to do as a career when you grow up. My reaction was, oh, I think God wants me to be a nun, but I want to be married and have a family. I don't remember how long that turmoil lasted. I think it's interesting, though, that I can now pretty clearly see that I've had a number of lifetimes in the convent, and it was truly the right thing for me to have had a family this time. In 8th grade, my father lost his job due to an injury, and we were all pretty worried about it. One day at Mass, I was gazing at the huge statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that hung on the wall behind the altar. I had a very moving personal experience with Jesus, and tears began to come to my eyes. My friends on either side of me thought it was because of the home situation and lovingly leaned over and whispered that they would help if they could. Oh. I never did tell them that it wasn't what they thought. This intimate moment with beloved Jesus has stayed with me all my life. High school was rigorous. Expectations and standards were very high. The Franciscan nuns taught the girls on one side of the school, and the Christian brothers taught the boys on the other side. I was totally dedicated to doing my very best in school and spent many hours every night doing homework. I loved school and the community spirit there. My brothers and sisters and I worked after school and in the summer at our high school to help pay for our tuition. I began dating Dave Harris, my future husband, in the spring of my senior year. My mother was leery because he wasn't Catholic, and yet in time she softened and grew to be one of his biggest fans. During this time, I worked several part-time jobs and graduated from junior college, and then 4 years after we met, we married. I finished my bachelor's degree at Fresno State in the early years of our marriage. I had always desired to be a teacher from the time I was very young, playing school with my 2 closest in age younger brothers. So when I began to have doubts about getting my teaching credential in the second semester of student teaching, I was pretty conflicted. I did go ahead and finish and got my elementary school teaching credential. Years later, I discovered the source of this ambivalence. By this time, I was pretty tired of school and desired to take an intermission from it all, and instead of looking for a teaching job, I decided to take an office job with the city of Fresno. I did this for a few years, then made a big mistake. I decided to quit my job and have some time off from everything for the first time in my life. Having too much time on my hands with no sense of direction after having had such a structured life wasn't good for me. Dave was working long hours, 6.5 days a week at his Arco service station. Another thing I left off of at about this time was my Catholic religion. I had begun to question things and came to the conclusion that there's no way that missing Mass on Sunday was a mortal sin. I had been so close to God all my life, and now I remember a specific time where I very subtly slipped into a more worldly frame of reference. My moorings were slipping away. In the next few years, I experienced what I feel was the dark night of the soul. I was extremely depressed. This went on with 2 alternating periods of extreme highs and then severe depression again for about 1.5 years. I give Dave's faithfulness to me and Archangel Michael's rescue of me credit for saving my life. And I know my mother's fervent prayers for me were nonstop. I feel I had a spiritual healing at the soul level, which took me out of this cycle of my life. Part of it was, I think, coming from some understandings that I had gained from a healer that I was seeing. It helped bring me into balance. It was an interesting time also since I came across 2 books that keyed me into my future spiritual path. One was by Ruth Montgomery and exposed me to the concept of reincarnation, which intrigued me and at the same time rang so true. The other was the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. I loved this book. In my enthusiasm, I bought 2 more copies and gave 1 to my sister and 1 to my mother, who didn't quite share my enthusiasm. During this time, I came across a spiritual group called Eureka that was popular in the early 70s. I did spiritual exercises that its founder had developed from his time in Eureka, Chile. Chanting the Om in a group was really the highlight for me. I highly encourage Dave to come with me to this group, which he did for a little while. A few years later, we finally began a family. We were overjoyed when James was born. 4 years later, Natalie was born. Motherhood was definitely my calling. It was when I was pregnant with Natalie that I met my beloved friend, Marcia Guyette Hammond. She was pregnant with her daughter, Charity, at the same time. We kept having serendipitous occurrences where we would see each other around town and talk briefly. A connection was being made, or should I say a reconnection. I didn't see her for a while. Then one day, she and her husband and her little three-month-old baby girl came to my house to visit me. She had been in the teachings of the Ascended Masters for 4 years at this time. When she began to tell me about these teachings, I felt like I was going home. It felt so right and so familiar. Marcia was my tutor, my closest friend from then on. For one full year, whenever we got together, she shared the teachings of the Masters with me, shared books, tapes, and of course, her great love and wisdom. As I became more and more absorbed with my new spiritual life, Dave had concerns about it all. I thank Saint Germain for helping us through many little crises, always there to hurl his mighty miracle pouch into the situation. And our family was continuing to grow. 3 years after Natalie was born, we welcomed Miriam into our home, and then Will. I was fortunate to have been able to be at home with my children for little and love motherhood and raising these souls of light. I often had Summit Lighthouse music on and whatever else was available. James says he thinks one of the reasons he decided to join the Air Force was because of the wonderful video, I Am the Guard, which was a salute to the armed forces that we all watched when the children were little. When Will started school, I was ready to find my niche in the world of teaching. At first, I tutored third graders who were struggling with reading. I had great materials to use that I had ordered from the Summit Lighthouse and had used them with my little ones. This was very rewarding and fun. Later, I got a job as an independent study teacher, teaching mostly high school students in their home, seeing each one once a week. I loved this kind of teaching and finally realized why I had the reticence about being a classroom teacher. My calling was to be a one-on-one teacher. Finally, it made sense. I worked in this capacity for 18 years. In 2005, Marcia discovered something on the internet that talked about a new Ascended Master dispensation called the Heart Center. At Easter, we were participating on the broadcast of the Summit Lighthouse Easter Conference. Every so often, she would go into the other room where another computer was playing the broadcast of the Heart Center's Easter Conference. When I realized this, I was a little miffed. I was, after all, a stalwart Chila who was faithful and true to the Masters and Mother and Lanello. Finally, she convinced me to read Lanello's 33 Heart Streams that were dictated through David Lewis. Once I had read a few of them, all doubts dropped away. I was in. This was definitely a sponsored movement, and it was so good to be hearing from the Masters again. So for these past 10 years, in addition to my family and my teaching, the Heart Center has been the focus of my life. I participate in most broadcast and Meru classes, have gone on a number of fabulous pilgrimages, have a small study group with Marcia, and I'm on the volunteer staff. I'm on the transcribing team, transcribing and editing Heart Streams. It's my calling to do this sacred labor, and I see it as a privilege and a blessing to be able to do this. In 2008, Dave and I moved to the farm where he grew up. For the past 30 years, he'd been farming at his family's tree fruit farm, and we lived in town, less than 5 miles away. We spent several years restoring and remodeling the home place, a little at a time as we were able to, in between his farming and my teaching. I wasn't sure I would like living in the country, and soon found out that I loved it. I'm a gardener, mostly flower gardening up to that point, and I had a place to really branch out. It's been fun and fulfilling to see this sacred space of love, as Anastasia calls it, take on a new life cycle. I have a lot to take care of here, and yet it feels like my sacred labor too. It's my creative outlet, and it's a joyful part of my life. Now I'm learning a lot about vegetable gardening from my sister-in-law, who is a master gardener. Another great blessing came to us in 2012 with the birth of Natalie and her husband's twin babies, Cooper and Lila. I've had the privilege of taking care of them 2 days a week ever since they were babies. They're both so funny, and we have a lot of fun together. This has been a wonderful time of reconnecting with my inner child and reconnecting with the souls of these little ones. When I ponder spiritual insights I've gained over the years, it's interesting to try to separate what I've learned from what simply just become a part of me. I can say that I know for sure that my connection with God is the bedrock of my being. I will never stray from God again. And now I know that God is within and a part of me and is who I am. I remember my mother saying in an amazed sort of way, "It's hard to imagine, but Jesus had two natures, a human and a divine nature." I smile to think of that now and how amazed she'd be if I told her that of truth. We all do. So finding that divine nature deep within and simply accepting it has been a wonderful journey. I think I've had more success with this since I've been in the Heart Center. The intimacy of our relationship with the Masters and what they are doing with us and how much we're receiving on an almost constant basis is truly monumental. How grateful I am for this tremendous blessing. I see and accept every one of God's children availing themselves of this opportunity also as the cycles turn in their life. Learning to meditate with Boyd's help has been so great. I've gotten closer to my I Am presence and Holy Christ Buddha self, and I'm practicing entering into these higher bodies more easily to experience being in these higher states of awareness. I know this is key for me to really master this, and I'm making progress. I've made strides in feeling the expansion of my threefold flame since we started meditating together, which I'm really enjoying and having fun using in all kinds of alchemies. It's pretty likely that we've been born at this time to assist in bringing in the golden crystal age of Aquarius. We're part of the bridging of Pisces to Aquarius. I'm understanding that we are co-creators with God. There have to be those among mankind who will hold the vision God holds for this earth and all life here in order for it to return to its pristine origins. There's a beautiful video on the Heart Center website that's a meditation on this. As we participate in this vision and accept this higher reality, even while horrific things are happening in the world, we're holding the blueprint with God for the new age to be able to manifest. And our loving emanations are becoming more powerful and effective as we gain greater mastery in this. This spiritual path I walk with others, enjoying a wonderful feeling of community. We've been monks and nuns, and probably some of us bodhisattvas. We may have been initiates in mystery schools in past ages. And here we are, blessed to have found this path that leads us within to make our connection once again with those former paths and the vows we surely have made to bless life always and to save sentient beings. I am grateful for this blessed lifetime, walking a path of light, my heart and soul often singing the words of a favorite song. This will be a magic world for me, for we are one, all one. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you, Lenore. Thank you very much for your wonderful story of your life. And thank you very much for all you've said about such intimate, personal, and spiritual things. And I love the story about all your children and how you love your children. And today, I know, is a very special day for one of your grandbabies. We're just about to have another experience with Boyd with our meditation. So in this last minute that's here, would you tell us a little bit about the special thing that's happening with your grandbaby today? And we'll keep her in our prayers.
Yes, just within the last half hour, my little granddaughter, Lila, who's 3.5 years old, went into surgery, open heart surgery. And it's expected to be about a 4 to 6 hour surgery. So I am just so grateful for my heart friends who are praying for her. And this is something that they've known since birth would have to be done. So today's the day. And we're grateful for all the miracles that God is manifesting in our lives everywhere. Thank you so much, all of you. So appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Lenore. We love you, too, and so grateful that you are part of our wonderful Heart Center community.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Okay, we'll talk again. Thanks, Lenore.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye.